So here's another one of the videos in the series of building recovery. Like the rest of them, I'm going to try and keep this one well below 10 minutes because I know how hard it is in early recovery sometimes to concentrate any longer than that. So I'm not going to drone on for an hour and a half about communication theory or the deeper aspects to this. But I do want to say, don't mistake the fact that this is only 10 minutes long. For the idea that it's not important or that it's not effective. It's just not very long. But I'm going to give you a technique today. I'm going to give you a strategy, something to do. Because I get asked a lot, what should I do when the pressure builds up? What should I do? What is it I can do at that moment when the feeling to use again or to act out comes on and I'm feeling it and I don't know what to do at that moment? Well, I have an idea which I'm going to call pop the balloon. And I'm going to show you by using a balloon what we mean by that and how to use it. So here's a balloon. It's a normal balloon. There you go. Doesn't look very impressive, does it? There it is. Now, what happens when I blow it up, which I'm going to attempt to do? Well, there it is. Now, what's the first thing you notice once I blow that up? The first thing I want you to notice is that there's lots of pressure around. Now we're under pressure. There's a pressurized idea. And the second thing I want you to notice is that it's now much bigger than it was. In other words, it now appears to be much bigger than it really is. Now, those are the two key things I want you to notice. There's pressure around. And it's actually much bigger, or appears to be much bigger than it truly is. Now, what happens when I take one of these? Well, we'll soon find out. That was loud. Now, what have we done? We've popped the balloon, and if you take a look at that now, well, there it is. Not very impressive again, not very big, and there's no pressure around. So, what do we mean by popping that balloon? When pressure builds up, there is one sure way, one really good way of reducing that pressure. And that is this: tell somebody. Tell somebody. Now, if you're a typical addict, if you've struggled in these very typical ways that addicts struggle, you will not be used to talking. In fact, you'll be avoiding it like the plague. But I want to tell you that telling somebody exactly how you feel takes all the pressure out of that balloon. And so I call it popping the balloon because that is often the feeling that comes when you're brave enough to just tell somebody. When you can grab hold of somebody and say, "Do you know what? I am so under pressure right now." Or you can say, "I am so angry. I don't know what to do with myself." Or, "I'm just so frightened. I've never felt like this before." Whatever it is, get it out. And what happens is that all the pressure is taken away. Now, it's uncomfortable. Listening to that pop, that bang, that was uncomfortable, wasn't it, for that second, especially if you weren't ready for it. But what I want to say is that you can now compare, and we call this the scales, by the way. You can look at another YouTube video on that subject to call it the scales. But when I use the scales, what I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to compare that moment or couple of minutes of real discomfort when you tell somebody, with maybe hours, days, or even weeks of discomfort when you don't tell somebody and that pressure builds up and you use drugs again or you act out. Just compare those two now in your hand. Just say, well, which would I rather have? You see, looking at it that way, you always pick the right hand. You'd always say, well, this is difficult, but it's much better than this. But it's having the presence of mind at that moment to say, yes, I'm going to pop this balloon. So when you tell somebody, I estimate, generally speaking, it takes 80% to 90% of the pressure off you. It takes 80% to 90% of the power of that compulsion, that obsession, that feeling away. Now, so you've got to ask yourself, could I cope with 10% of this? Could I cope with 20% of this? You probably could. You could probably just bear it and deal with it. But the 100% just builds up and builds up until it finally overwhelms you. So here's my advice. When you next feel that pressure, when you next feel that awkward, that difficult moment, pop the balloon. Find somebody. It doesn't really matter who it is, but obviously, if you can find somebody that you trust, someone who's willing to listen, then all the better. So we'll leave it there. Again, short but sweet. Keep looking for more videos in this series.